is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
History's a Thing of the Past. I'm fed up. Fed blinking up. I'm the feddest up I've ever been. What am I? Hold together now. Fed up.
Oh, shut up and move those books.
I can't. I'm still doing me homework for Choo Chin Charlie.
Who?
Mr. Fosdyke, our history master. He has a big chin and he chews gum. And I've still got me sums to do for Hum Your Pete.
Well, you'll have to put those books away. I want to set the table for breakfast.
It won't be a minute. I just want to find the answer to a question.
Well, let me look. I thought so. You're looking for the answers in the encyclopedia, you little cheat.
I'm not cheating. I know the answer. I just want to check it.
Well, what was the question?
What happened in the year 1066?
Well, any fool can tell you that.
All right, then, tell me.
Don't be cheeky. I'm not telling you.
All right, skinny ribs. I'll show you. I don't have to look in the encyclopopica in the epicurus flucky. That big book. I'll get me mum to tell me.
Oh, she won't help you. Anyway, you say you know the answer.
Well, I do. I was just checking the book in case they got it wrong.
Go on, then. What did happen in 1066?
Don't you remember? You were there at the time.
Just read your answer. What happened in 1066?
In 1066, Captain Cook discovered Australia.
What? Of all the silly answers, in 1066, Captain Cook discovered Australia. Oh, very funny.
Here's your breakfast, Jimmy.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. Hey, do you know what our Susan just said? In 1066, Captain Cook discovered Australia.
What? Oh, Susan, even I know that. 1066 was the Battle of Hastings.
Thanks, ma'am. Who said she wouldn't help me, Scraggy Neck?
Then, Clitheroe, I've kept you in after school because I have some questions I wish to ask you.
Well, fire away, sir. If you never ask, you never learn.
Do you want me to give you the cane?
Oh, that's an easy question, sir. The answer's no.
Clitheroe, you have no need to strive to amuse me with jokes. You will soon have me in convulsions, Mya, with your answers to your homework questions, Mya.
Well, now I've got you in a good mood, what can I do for you?
You can transfer yourself to another school, Mya. That is what you can do for me, Mya.
Oh, sir, don't tell me you've gone off me. I mean, if it's me homework, I've done the best I can for you. Isn't it all right?
No, it is not. It is obvious that you have been copying off the wrong people, Mya.
Hey, that's two jokes you've cracked, sir. You ought to be on the telly in Please, Sir, Sir, Mya.
That will do, Mya. Now listen to this. Question. Why was the famous old Roman road named Watling Street, Mya? Your answer, Clitheroe. So the postman would know where to deliver the letters.
Well, if they didn't give the street a name, he wouldn't be able to find it, would he? Yeah.
Clitheroe,
And think of the mix-up with the Christmas parcel, sir. He'd probably finish up delivering a dog collar to the fish shop woman and a pair of hot pants to the vicar.
Be quiet and listen to me. Starting tomorrow morning, you will bring your homework to me personally. And if it doesn't improve, you will report here every Saturday morning for a month for detention class.
What?
What is your homework for tonight?
I don't know, sir. I wasn't in class when they gave it out.
Oh, where were you?
I asked to leave the room, and while I was in there, somebody locked the door and I couldn't get out.
You mean you were locked in the...
Yes, sir. And it's no fun being locked in the...
Now, look. Whatever the homework is, you will see Oswald Higginbottom, get the questions, and bring them to me tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's a relief, sir. For a minute, I thought you wanted me to bring the answers.
Mother, where are they? It's 5:45.
Well, your granddad's gone out for the evening paper, but our Jimmy should have been home ages ago.
Oh, here he is.
Ma'am, why can't they start a schoolboys' union? Then we can all go on strike.
Look, your tea was ready 30 minutes ago. It's steak, pie and chips. Come and sit at the table.
Right, ma'am, I'm starving. Fetch it on.
Look, put that knife and fork down and take your cap and mac and your satchel off.
Oh, heck, I'm dying for some food. Unless our Susan's cooked it, then I'll just be dying.
No, shut up. You're late as usual. Have you been kept in after school for being naughty again?
Yes, I was kept in for scaring all the little kids in the juniors.
Oh, how?
I drew your face on their blackboard.
That'll do. What were you kept in school for?
Your Pete Benson asked me to stay behind.
What for?
For about an hour. To help him to find out which naughty lad locked me in the boys.
The boys?
Well, you know, Susan, the boys.
Yeah, that's right, Susan. At the school you went to, they called it the girls.
Oh, shut up. I'll get his tea, Mother. Oh, hello, Grandad.
Hello, my dear. Ah, there you are, my lad. Want a word with you? I've just been talking to your form master, Mr. Benson.
Oh, heck.
What's the matter, Father?
It's this week's camp. Did you know Benson kept him in after school again today?
Yes, it was because somebody locked him in the thingy. Oh, come on, let's have the truth.
He was kept in because of his homework. All his answers were wrong, and I've been helping him.
Oh, well, that explains it. I'll bet they've been cut off. Perhaps his dad's been trying to pay the phone bill with beer bottle tops again. Come on, Ozzy. Hey, what's that funny buzzing noise? Perhaps he swallowed a bee. Oh, heck, what's the use? I'm coming.
Hello, Jimmy, it's me.
Alfie, what are you doing here?
I've come to take your Susan to South Pacific.
Well, when you get there, chuck her in it.
Film, I mean. It's come round again and it's on at the local. I've called to take her there.
You daft thing, she's gone out.
Nah, but that's all right. Well, we don't have to be there until 7:15, so I'll wait.
Yes, for 25 hours, 9 minutes and 32 seconds.
You what?
You're taking her to the pictures tomorrow night, not tonight.
Yeah, but we arranged it all. I was playing snooker tonight with the works team, but they've changed it. Not the works team, the day, because it's away, the match. And some of them work overtime tonight, so now I'm meeting the team on the coach at 6:00 on Thursday.
Yeah, now it's 6:30 on Thursday.
Yeah, so stop saying I'm, is it?
Yes, today's Thursday, you dope.
Oh, heck, I've got it all wrong again. I've missed the bus.
You missed it years ago. Your head's like Ozzy's phone.
You what?
That's out of order as well.
What do you want about?
I want to ring Ozzy for my homework questions, but every time I dial the number, I get a funny noise.
Oh, well, it could be their phone, or it could be your phone that's not well. But out of order.
Oh, I didn't think it'd be our phone that's not working.
Oh, you see, you're not all that clever. Now then, ring the post office and ask them to test it for faults.
Your head?
Yeah, no. Ozzy's phone. Because it'll be theirs if they answer you. Not Ozzy's answers you. The post office answer you. But I'll show you. What's your number?
It's here.
Ozzy's, not the post office.
Oh, it's here on the pad. 236-5753.
Right, I'll show you what to do. Now, first you dial 100. Not 100 times, 100. But one, oh, oh.
Oh.
No. No, that makes it 1,000. Oh, you've gone one or too many.
Oh.
Number, please.
Hello?
Number, please.
I want to report to Mr. Higginbottom.
This is the Exchange, not the police station.
And I know that. His head's out of order. I'm reporting it.
I see. What's your number?
945-2457, but that's no use because it's mine. That's the number when I'm at home, but I'm not. I'm at Jimmy's.
I don't understand.
I'm not at my house. I live near the station till they pulled it down, but I'm not there, I'm here. But Jimmy's in Lilac Avenue.
From what number are you speaking?
Oh, just a minute. Oh, Jimmy, I always forget. Well, what's the number of your house? 33, isn't it?
What do you want to know for?
No, oh, it's not me, it's the operator. I said Lilac Avenue, and he said, what number? Oh, of course. Give me the phone number.
All you do is dial 010. No, oh. You should have dialed N for Nuthouse.
Now, don't be cheeky, I'm doing my best.
Hello?
Give that to me. Hello?
What's going on? Who is that?
Bellevue Zoo, the monkey house.
Now, look here, you stop wasting my time.
I'm sorry, mister. Luke, do you know if 236-5753 is out of order?
Just hang on. Yes, I've got a note of it. It won't be put right until tomorrow morning. Now, I have got other calls to deal with, so get off the line.
Oh, pull your plug out. Right, come on, Alfie. We're going to Higginbottom's for my homework questions. Get your bike started.
Hello, here you go again, giving orders. But I'm not going out on my bike just to get your homework questions.
Of course not. When we get them, you're going to do them.
Going on knocking, there's nobody in.
Oh, heck, I've got to get them questions off Ozzy somehow.
No, you can't if he's not here.
No, but I'll bet his books are. Let's go round the back and see if there's a window open.
Yeah, not likely. You're not breaking in the house. Mr. Higginbottom would murder you.
All right, I'll stay here. You go round the back and get in.
That's better. I'm not getting in bother with Higginbottom. I'd sooner tackle a wild bull.
Look, he just shouts a lot. He's got a big mouth.
Yes, well, I'm not putting my head in it.
Putting it at you well, lad.
In your mouth. Hello, Mr. Bullbottom. Higgins.
You what?
The letterbox, he was looking through it.
Yes, and I couldn't get my head in. See it, through it.
Don't bother. Look, what are you doing here?
Well, we had to come. Your phone's not well. But Ozzy's out of order. They're coming to fix him tomorrow. The telephone.
Look, shut up. I know all about the phone. Clitheroe, you tell me what Alfie's trying to say, but in English this time.
Luke, I couldn't ring Ozzy, so I've come to see him.
Ah, well, he's gone out shopping with his mother, and he was supposed to get this bottle of turpentine for me before he went.
I thought you drank beer.
Look, I'm in the middle of decorating the front room and I ran out of terps. Now, clear off, I've got work to do.
But I've got to get the homework off Ozzy.
You will not. I've told Ozzy not to let you copy off him any more. He's been a fool too long.
Well, he might grow out of it.
What?
He means he's grown up. But he doesn't want the answers to the questions. He wants the questions to the answers. What it is, the homework questions.
Alfie, try talking through your nose and give your mouth a rest.
Look, Mr. Higginbottom, the teacher said I've got to get tonight's homework questions off Ozzy. Can I come in and look at his notes?
Oh, all right.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Higginbottom. We won't be stopping you going out, will we? Like for your supper at the Rose and Crown.
That'll do. I'm not going out tonight. At 9 o'clock, there's amateur boxing on the telly.
Oh, yes, my dad mentioned it. The England versus Wales.
Aye. The wife's part Welsh, you know. I hope they get duffed up. Now, if you want Ozzy's books, they're in the living room there.
Right, Mr. Higginbottom. Come on, Alfie.
And don't make a mess. I'm in the front room if you want me.
Don't make a mess, he says. Look at this room, Alfie. Steptoe's backyard after a whirlwind, ain't it?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it a living room.
Oh, it'd be all right to live in if your name was Porky. They don't eat in here anyway.
How do you know?
There's no trough.
Yeah, I sure hope it might to you. Yeah, look for Ozzy's books.
Hey, Alfie, look at this picture.
What is it?
I think it's a photo of Mr. and Mrs. Higginbottom's wedding. I can't see Ozzy on it.
Well, of course you can't. He wasn't... I mean, but they hadn't had it. If he'd have been born then, but look, stop fooling about. I think I found Ozzy's homework book. Hey, look, this must be it. Write a story of an imaginary adventure with your favourite animal. But, hey, that should be all right.
Oh, an animal, yeah. That's a piece of cake. Hey, talking about animals, come and look at this other photo. Mr. Higginbottom and some women on the sands with donkeys. And don't ask which are the donkeys.
It is not that easy to tell. Yeah, look at that funny-looking woman there.
That funny-looking woman is my sister.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Higginbottom, isn't she Bonnie?
Which one? Which is your sister, Mr. Higginbottom?
There, on the right, with the chase me up the pier hat on.
Oh, Alfie didn't mean her, did he, Alfie?
Eh? No.
No. He meant the one on the left.
Yes. That's the funny-looking one.
That's my mother.
Oh, heck. See, I've looked it up in the book, and that's all I can tell you. Yeah, anyway, I think it's daft writing about elephant. But why not have an adventure with a cat or a dog?
I'd like to have seen Hannibal riding over the Alps on a cat.
I don't mean going over the Alps. Nobody said you had to write about Hannibal. That's your idea.
Yes, Alfie, a winner. All of them other mugs will be writing about cats and dogs, but my adventure is me in charge of animals, elephants. So get reading that book. Look up Hannibal under A.
I've looked up Hannibal with it and his elephants. It starts with H.
What? Elephants?
No. Hannibal. I mean Hannibal. And all it says is he crossed the Alps in 218 BC to storm the gates of Rome. But it didn't work.
The elephants went on strike.
Yes, it... shut up. Look, I don't know what happened. And the boat doesn't know.
Oh, well, that's smashing. I can write anything I like. Hey, I wonder where he got his elephants from.
Well, he bought them, I suppose.
Don't be daft. You can't walk in a shop and say, 3 dozen elephants, please. Don't wrap them up, I'll take them with me.
Talking about wrapping up, why don't you?
What?
Wrap up. Perhaps he bought them off a circus.
No, he'd attack the circus and pinch them with the trainers. That's it. I'll make up a story about my adventure with the elephants when I was Circus Boy Jim. All of us could be in it. My granddad the ringmaster, Mam the gypsy, you be the clown, that's obvious. And our Susan, what could Scraggy do? I know, she could coop for the elephants. They must have strong stomachs.
Yeah, honest, I don't know whether to thump you for being rude or laugh at you for talking daft.
Shut up and listen to this. It was Thursday, the 12th of whatnot, and Jim the circus boy and Alfie the clown were shivering in their tent on top of the Alps near the elephant park.
Elephant park?
Yes, that's where you park the elephants. They were waiting for Hannibal the Horrible, known as the Wild Bull of the Mountain. Alfie, open the tent flap.
Well, for?
I think our Susan wants to come in.
Don't be funny. That's one of your elephants.
Let's see. Which one is it? Oh, it's you, Nelly. Alfie, Nelly's hungry, Nelly is.
Well, Nelly's had it. I'm fed up tramping back and forward to the cook house asking for a bun and a bucket of water.
Well, it's your own fault. You spoil that elephant. Every time it rains, bringing her in to sit near the fire.
Well, she's the baby.
Some baby. A ton and a half she weighs. And you use 30 yards of cloth making her a nappy.
Well, you don't look after the elephants like you should. I'm the clown, but I had to bring them all the way up the freezing Alps. 3 days and 3 nights with no sleep and I were frozen stiff.
Now you know why you're a clown.
Listen, it was no joke perched up there on an elephant with a wind whistling round me howdah.
Well, I did try and help you to keep awake.
I know, throwing snowballs at me.
All right, I'll admit I did get you to bring them up the Alps, but you didn't have to teach them daft tricks. Teaching them how to waltz.
What's wrong with that?
Well, who wants to dance with an elephant?
You're on again, are you, you silly circus boy? Just because Alfie teaches them better tricks than you.
Who asked you, Scraggy? Get cooking some more of your elephant swill. Anyway, Alfie's got flat feet. That's how daft he is.
How does that make him daft?
You didn't see how he got his flat feet, I ask you. Telling an elephant to sit while he was standing underneath it.
Jim, that's the ringmaster, your granddad.
Pie, doesn't he sound like elephants?
I mean, he's bringing them up for Hannibal to inspect. Look at him.
Yes, and that's your job, circus boy, not granddad's.
But he rounds them up quicker. One toot on his bagpipes and they run for their lives.
Even look at him matching the elephants. But here he comes.
Elephants! Elephants! Halt! 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 Halt!
The daft old granddad. He's knocked the cook house down again.
I'm sorry about the cookhouse, son. The elephants didn't hear me. I think the wind's in the wrong direction.
It must be. If they'd smelled our Susan's cooking, they'd have run the other way.
Oh, woe is me, thrice woe. The crystal ball tells me trouble is on the way. Great trouble is approaching.
Oh, it's Gypsy Mam Lee. What sort of trouble, ma'am?
Hannibal the Horrible is coming over for the inspection.
Alfie, quick, hide the elephants.
Too late. Hannibal comes now. Quick, kneel on the snow-laden ground in respectful reverence.
That snow's too cold. I'll kneel on Alfie.
Silence, circus boy. Greetings, a mighty Hannibal, general of our victorious army, conqueror of the world, the mighty warrior of...
Never mind all that guff. What have you done to my cookhouse?
Oh, you noticed it?
Noticed it? I were in it. I was just getting stuck into a plate of sausages when the roof fell in. And when I came round, one of your thieving elephants had eaten me bangers.
That'd be Nelly. She likes a good banger, does Nelly?
All right, circus boy. Tomorrow morning, you'd better make sure them elephants do as good a job on the gates of Rome as they did on my cookhouse.
Don't worry, Horrible. I mean, Hannibal. They'll get through even if Alfie dies in the attempt. Now listen, Alfie. This is what you have to do. Friday the 13th, unlucky for some.
For you, circus boy. Here we are at the gates of Rome. and you've lost the perishing elephants.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hannibal, but I told Alfie to sleep with the elephants all night.
Well, why are they missing?
Well, he snores a lot.
Oh, shut up. Look, we've got to get into Rome, so since you lost the elephants, you go down there and get the gates open yourself.
But he could be killed.
I'm banking on it.
No, no, death cannot come to such a brave circus boy. Off you go, valiant little soul.
Thanks, Gypsy Man. You wouldn't like to come with me, would you?
I cannot. To the BBC I must fly straight away. Tomorrow I appear in Up Pompeii.
Oh, well, I'll just have to go on my own then.
Nobody in?
No, all the Romans are at the Colosseum. There's a notice pinned on the gates.
What does it say?
Colosseum, for one day only. The sensation of the century. Alfie and his waltzing elephants.
Wait till I get my hands on him. He'll dance on the end of a rope. Of all the stupid clowns.
And so they went back to the circus, the family carrying their bags and the elephants carrying their trunks. The end. How does that sound, Alfie?
You're right load of drivel. Your teacher will murder you.
Why?
It's all so daft.
Yeah, I should have left you out of it. Still, it's too late to alter now. Get that telly on. It's nearly 9 o'clock, the boxing. I mustn't miss that.
All right, I've switched it on. I heard a door. No, not a door on the telly. Your door.
Come in, Father, Susan. Oh, here they are.
Oh, hello, Mum, Grandad. Hiya, pudding face.
Now, that'll do. Hello, have you just switched the telly on?
Yes, it's amateur boxing, Mum. There should be some good fights on tonight. I hope Ozzy's not watching, Grandad.
Why not?
In case I see any new punches, then I can show him them tomorrow.
Oh, the bloodthirsty little horror.
Don't you call my pal Ozzy.
Oh. Talking about Ozzy, Jimmy, we saw him at the town hall with his mother.
Ozzy sent a message for you. You did do your homework tonight.
Yes, and if he wants to copy off me, he's had it.
Oh, no, 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 that wasn't the message. His dad told him about you and Alfie calling, but apparently you've got the wrong homework. The story hasn't to be done till next weekend.
Eh? Oh, well, that's all right. Wait a minute, though.
Yes, the homework you have to do tonight is the first 10 sums on page 25 of your arithmetic book.
What? Alfie, you twit!
Don't blame me. I only read what was on one page before Higginbottom slung us out.
Well, don't just stand there. Get the rotten arithmetic book and take your shoes and socks off.
Get your shoes and socks off? What for?
We're doing hard sums now. You might have to count up to 20.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Brian Truman as Mr. Benson. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I thought you'd like to know Alfie did me sums for me. Well, it was his fault I did the wrong homework. Next day, when Humyor Pete checked him at school, he was quite pleased. He said 5 out of 10 was average for a boy of my age. I wonder what that makes Alfie. Ta-ra!
Thank you.
Mother, will you speak to our Jimmy?
Of course I will, Susan. I'm not too proud to speak to my own son. All right, I'm sorry. What's he done this time?
When I took the breakfast things in just now, he was rude to me.
Oh, was he? If he doesn't behave himself, I shan't take him out tonight. Are you coming to the town hall, by the way?
You mean with you and Grandad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am free. Are we taking the little hooligan with us, then?
That depends on whether he gets his homework done in time. Oh, but he's dying to go.
Oh, of course he is. Trust him to want to go to the home cooking exhibition.
Yes. He's heard all about the free food samples they give away. Rumour has it he's borrowed an empty suitcase to take with him.
A borrowed one? He's got an empty suitcase of his own, but he calls it his stomach.
I think you're right. Anyway, it's up to him. No homework finished, no outing. Now, would you take this tray in, love?
Right, Mother.
Be careful with him. He's still trying to do the homework from the night before last that he had to do again in place of last night's homework, which he's trying to do this morning.
Oh, am I fed up?
A bath with a capacity of 12 gallons is filled by the tap at the rate of 1 gallon per minute. It empties at the rate of 2 pints every 20 seconds. To fill the bath to the brim, what would you do? Do you recall your answer, Clitheroe?
No, go on, sir. Surprise me.
You said, I would put the plug in the hole.
Well, you must admit it makes sense.
Listen, boy, you would leave the tap running for 48 minutes. That is how you would get the bath full.
Yes, and that's how I'd get a spanking off me granddad.
What for?
For wasting all that hot water.
Don't be funny. We turn now to a question of English history set by Mr. Fosdyke.
And you say this is the only reason that you were kept in?
Yes, sort of. Come on, ma'am. We'll have to get a move on if we're going to get all that free food at the town hall. So hurry up with me tea, will you?
Oh, let's leave him at home, Mother. If people see him eating all that free food, they'll think they're at a pig farm, not a home cookery demonstration.
If you make them that Irish stew of yours, they'll think they're at a gardening class. You remember the last time you made it, me grandad used it to get rid of his green fly.